Shavuos Perkches Mishnah Dalad 8:4. Amr Echad Bashuk, a person accosts essentially a random in the marketplace. So according to the gears that Bartanur has in front of him and we have in front of us, there's no shomer happening here, there's no shvua happening here, it's simply a random person. And the person who is approaching him says, Heichan Shori Shaganavta, where is my cow that you stole? Vahu Omer, and I'll call him the defendant, the accused, says back, Loganavti, I didn't steal it. Va'edim eden ososha ganavo, but then the witnesses testify, in fact, he did steal it. So the din will be Mishalom Tashlumi Kefal. The thief pays the double payment, meaning he pays back the cow, or if he doesn't have the cow, the value of the cow, and then the value of the cow again, as a knas. The point here is simply, according to Bartanura, there's no shavua here, it's just setting up for the next case. Tosfos do insist that there's a shavua happening here, and the girsa really structurally parallels the previous Mishnah, so there's a swearing here. The point is, even though he swore, he didn't admit he was lying, so he pays a double payment. If he would have admitted, then he would have paid the Keren Chomesh brought the Asham Gazelos instead, if he would have admitted instead of having the witnesses come. That's Tosfos's Girsa. Now, the next part of the Mishnah says, if Tavach Umachar, if in addition to stealing this cow, he also slaughtered it or he sold it to a third party, so the rule is Mishalom Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha. The rule is that when a person steals, and then if it's the thing that he stole was a sheep or a cow, then if he slaughters or sells it, then he will pay four or five respectively. It's four for a sheep and five for a cow. Our mission used the expression of Arba V'chamisha to refer to that kind of payment in general, although of course since we're talking about a cow, it'd be a five-time payment. If, says the Mishnah, part two, Ra'a Edim Shemamash Mishin Uba'in, he sees that the thief sees that their witness is now approaching the Bezdin to go testify that he stole that cow. And then he runs to the Bezdin and he preempts them, and it has to be in the Bezdin, the halacha, he has to go to the Bezdin and testify before they do. Ganavti, he confesses. That's a moda bekanas. He's admitting that he stole. Avalo tavachti v'lo macharti, but he insists he didn't slaughter it nor sell it on. Now, even though he did both, meaning he stole and he, let's say, sold it on or slaughtered it, says the Mishnah, Eina Mishalom Eila Karen. He still only pays the Karen payment, meaning he gives back the value of the cow and nothing more. The idea of this part of the Mishnah is that once you're Moda B'Kanas, so then you're exempt. So since he admitted prior to the witnesses, so in front of a Bezdin, so he'll be exempt from the Kanas of the Kefal payment. Now, he didn't admit to selling it on or slaughtering it, so really he would be on the hook for that, except for separate kind of like tactical reasons, there's no such thing as paying the, I'll call it the Arba V'Chamisha payment, the extra payments that go for slaughtering or selling a cow or sheep, if you're not paying the kefil as well. So since he's exempt from the kefil, so then just automatically it comes that he's also going to be exempt from this extra payments, the extra, three more, let's call it, for slaughtering or selling the cow.